leading up to the great sporting events 2026.
Welcome to listening to the New English Language Radio News Bulletin dedicated to the major sporting events of 2026, brought to you by Radio Club 103 Dolomiti and Radio Pew, the Agordino radio station.
After attending the Women's Super G in Cortina, President Sergio Mattarella went to the finish area to congratulate gold medalist Federica Brignone. He embraced her, calling the race incredible and unforgettable, and said, "Well done, congratulations." He then greeted the crowd, which welcomed him with warm applause. Beneteau and the United States share a special relationship, rooted in America's global role and Veneto's natural openness to its market and culture. The meeting in Cortina with former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo strengthened these ties, as Regional Council President Luca Zaia stated after their lengthy discussion. Veneto Region President Alberto Stefani visited the Olympic Polyclinic at Codevilla Hospital, a key medical hub for the Milan-Cortina 2026 Winter Games. Welcomed by ULS's One Dolomiti leaders and Commissioner Giuseppe Dalben, he acknowledged the excellence of a facility set to become one of the game's most important legacies.
Weather forecast for the Dolomites area.
General evolution. Until Saturday, the Veneto Mountains will be influenced repeatedly by a weak westerly humid flow, with clouds coming and going but light precipitation, more likely here and there on Thursday morning, and more widespread on Saturday. Temperatures will gradually increase until Friday, especially the highs, decreasing at altitude on Sunday.
Milan Cortina represents not only Italy's return to the international winter scene, but also a demonstration of how our country continues to play a leading role in celebrating and promoting the noblest values of global sport.
Towards the major events of 2026.